Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the weekend. It's the Bob Rose Show. It's Greg Cassidy, and it's your time check 806, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Or bang on the counter, whatever. And dream of an apple fritter.
Oh.
Did I read your mind, Greg?
Man, you are amazing.
It's Apple Fritter Friday. Look, if they can have Taco Tuesday, we can have Apple Fritter Friday.
I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah, man.
We get those guys down at the Donut Connection on board on that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think they deliver.
Really?
It's the only problem.
Okay.
Other net.
Always worth a shot.
Other network, yeah. Weekend. It is here.
Yes, it is.
Man, and it's going to be, there's a lot going on. It's going to be a good time. The Pumpkin Patch is open. Did I mention that? Pumpkin Patch, you know, this is where you buy a pumpkin, feed a child.com. I mean, literally, that's the name of it. Buy a pumpkin, feed a child.com. They're a 501c3, all the proceeds, and they raise a substantial amount because, well, the pumpkin bread is great. The pumpkins themselves are great and unique. They come from the Navajo Indian tribe, and what's that near the Mojave Desert? Is that where they hang out? You can't grow pumpkins in a desert, but you can grow them near a desert.
Is that how that works?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But we do know that it'll be another big weekend there at the Pumpkin Patch. So enjoy, enjoy. And this shouldn't detract or take away from local churches and organizations and places that you go. But I'm just telling you that the way they do it, I don't know that I've seen it done much better around these parts. I mean, you know, if you travel up to North Carolina, North Georgia, and some of these places where they do these big festivals, they make a pretty big deal out of it.
Oh, yeah.
For here locally. Gainesville Church of God on 39th Avenue does a pretty good job.
Yep.
Very good job. And you know, even superheroes show up there, which I don't know who else can offer that.
No, that's true. Last Sunday was Superhero Day.
So, got that going on. Speaking of a barrel of fun.
Yes.
Man, you thought school teachers are crazy lately.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, folks. There's so many great teachers. You know, I have to pick on the ones who get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But, what a gutsy female teacher.
What'd she do?
Well, she went over to Niagara Falls in a barrel.
It's been done a few times.
She was the first.
Oh.
She was the first one to do it. The first barrel ride down Niagara Falls. Think about it. It's 1901.
Oh, my goodness.
People are afraid of motorized vehicles. They scare the horses. I mean, think about it. Think about 1901.
No airbags.
No.
No safety
and,
anything.
And you see the massive Niagara Falls. If you haven't, I highly recommend.
And you say to yourself, why don't I get in a barrel and just jump in?
I think the school kids taunted her.
Oh, that could have been.
Yeah, Miss Taylor, you're not so tough. You talk a good game. Get in that barrel. Show us what you're really made out of.
Wow.
They were tough. The kids back then were tough,
they were tough.
Greg.
Oh, man.
They grew up in neighborhoods so tough. Even the babies wore leather diapers. Oh, that's a tough neighborhood. So she was 63 years old.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
That's even crazier.
63. Well, maybe in that day, she's like, what else do I have to live for? Wow. I'm 63. Life expectancy is about 65.
Good point. I'm glad that's changed now.
But can you imagine the first one going over in a barrel is not just a woman.
Right.
But a, you know, somebody who's not young and has no idea what they're getting into.
And a school teacher.
Isn't that cool, though?
That is amazing.
It was on this day, October 24th, a 1901 63-year-old school teacher named Annie Edson Taylor became the first person to successfully take the plunge over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Amazing.
Now, this gives you an idea of how it's dated. After her husband died in the Civil War... Right?
Wow.
It had just taken place 15 years prior, right? 16 wow. years prior it ended. The New York-born Taylor moved all over the U.S. before settling in Bay City, Michigan, which is also the name of the Bay City Rollers, if you remember that.
I do remember that.
Around 1898, July of 1901, while reading an article about the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo, she learned of the growing popularity of two enormous waterfalls located on the border of upstate New York and Canada, strapped for cash and seeking fame. Taylor came up with a perfect attention-getting stunt. She would go over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. She was. Excellent. Now, she wasn't the first person to attempt it. That's the thing. In October of 1829, Sam Patch, known as the Yankee Leaper, survived jumping down the 175-foot Horseshoe Falls of the Niagara River on the Canadian side of the border without anything on him. More than 70 years after that, Taylor chose to take the ride on her birthday, and she claimed she was in her 40s, but genealogical records later showed she was 63.
That's
so
awesome.
She lied about her age because they were going to say, "Oh, lady, you can't do that."
With
the help of two assistants, she strapped herself into a leather harness inside a custom wooden pickle barrel, 5 feet high, 3 feet in diameter, with cushions lining the barrel to break her fall. Taylor was towed by a small boat into the middle of the fast-flowing Niagara River and cut loose.
That is unreal.
Knocked violently from side to side by the rapids. This is even before she goes over.
Mm.
And then propelled over the edge of Horseshoe Falls, she reached the shore alive, if a bit battered, around 20 minutes after her journey began. After a brief flurry of photo ops and speaking engagements, remember, photo op back then was like,
yeah.
Poof.
Yeah, I was envisioning that,
poof.
Yeah.
Taylor's fame cooled, and she was able to make the fortune for which she had hoped.
Aww, sad.
She did, however, inspire a number of copycat daredevils. Between 1901 and 1995, 15 people went over the falls. Only 10 of them survived.
Ooh.
Yep.
Not a good ratio there.
Well, one who died, Jesse Sharp, took the plunge in a kayak in 1990. In 1990. A kayak. Yeah. And Robert Overcracker, who used a jet ski in 1995, no matter the method, going over the falls is illegal, and survivors face charges and stiff fines on either side of the border. So they're not, they don't recommend you do that. In fact, you could very well get arrested for it. But wow, way back in here, 1901. 63 years old. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's where they came up with a thing. You know, hey, look, it's on my barrel list.
I
get it?
Yeah, but...
It's on my barrel list.
Yeah.
All the things I want to get done before I go over the falls in a barrel.
Well, that just means that you had more things than some average dude with a bucket list.
Yeah.
You had more things.
That too.
Bucket wouldn't hold it.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. I mean, you've done probably some. I mean, you jumped out of a perfectly, you know.
Good airplane.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It was a word I couldn't think of. Obviously, thus the pause and no
well,
words
a landing,
coming out.
The landing of an aircraft is nothing more than a controlled crash.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, it goes back.
What is
forth.
The craziest thing you would do, you think? Would you? I mean, that's crazy because odds are you're going to die, but. You did jump out of a perfectly good airplane once.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of... I'm not... I don't consider myself like a high risk type. Moderate risk.
Moderate, yeah. I mean, you ride a motorcycle, that kind of thing, yeah. But
not high risk.
Yeah. If there's a good chance of death, nah.
Nah.
Not in a hurry.
I mean, when, you know, when the good Lord pulls your card, I mean, you know, it's over, but...
You don't want to encourage it.
Right.
Right. Not in a rush.
Right. 8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Can you tell it's Friday? You got something on your mind? 877-975-9825. We'll open up the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Why not? Makes Greg happy. Loves answering the phone.
Absolutely.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Happy, happy Friday, baby. It is the weekend. Troubling event occurred. Coast Guard base. This was near San Diego, I do believe. Yeah. Shots were fired at a Coast Guard base in California Thursday night toward a U-Haul truck that was approaching the base's entrance after the driver ignored commands to stop.
Mm.
Dramatic video shows that the box truck, with its headlights on, reversing toward security personnel stationed around the vehicle outside the Coast Guard base, and I'm sorry, it's in Alameda, at around 10 p.m., moments later, flashes of gunfire erupted as officers shouted orders from a barricade. The U-Haul driver then hit the gas and accelerated forward. The U.S. Coast Guard said security personnel standing on watch on Coast Guard Island had witnessed the U-Haul truck driving erratically and attempting to back into the space. Officers at the entrance then discharged several rounds of live fire after the driver of the U-Haul ignored the multiple commands to stop, and then proceeded to back toward the base's entrance. When the vehicle's actions posed a direct threat to the safety of the Coast Guard and security personnel, law enforcement officers were discharged. Discharged several rounds of live fire. The Coast Guard confirmed no personnel were injured during the incident. The U-Haul had been parked outside the base for the better part of the day. The driver then fled after the shooting. Here's the deal. Two men, by the way, arrived at local hospitals for treatment after the shooting, according to the Mercury News. One of them believed to be the driver of the U-Haul. The incident followed a protest outside the entrance on Thursday. What? Wait a second here.
Yeah?
The incident followed a protest outside the entrance on Thursday, during which demonstrators attempted to block U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents from entering the base. You see, ICE wanted to use that as a base because, well, it's a military base, so they would be safe.
Right.
They have been doxxed in some of their other locations. They have used temporary locations, et cetera, and they've been shot at locations, right? So, well, let's use a Coast Guard base. You know, they'll have
sure.
a safety.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. They did have safety and guards and all that. You back up a U-Haul truck toward military personnel.
That's not good.
No,
it's not going to go well for you.
Uh-huh. No, that's going to get a very...
Nobody's moving at that point.
No.
And you better move.
There's going to be an adverse reaction there. Mm-hmm. And so this is another attack against ICE, basically. That's what this is.
Yep.
And it's no wonder because they keep trying to vilify these guys. You've even got, the former mayor of Chicago and... she's putting together a group, a 501c3 or a nonprofit anyway, where they're going to tell the names and locations of officers, and they want to do real-time following.
I don't think that should really qualify as a non- or not-for-profit organization. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
That's a pretty political agenda with a really bad intent.
Oh, yeah. The intent is absolutely to interfere with law enforcement operations at the federal level in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wrong. And, you know, we've got stories every single day about illegal immigrants doing very, very bad things.
Yep.
I'm not going to get graphic, but bad things to people and bad things in general.
Every day. We just don't do them every day.
And every day... that somebody like a Lori Lightfoot and her goofball followers and people who are like-minded, every day that they slow down the process, that they keep the apprehension of a bad guy from taking place, is a greater chance the bad guy is going to unleash bad things on innocent people before they're caught. And it's much more difficult to catch them. And it's much more difficult to hold them if they're in a sanctuary city. They're letting these people go. They're not informing ICE. They're not ICE attempts to hold some people on detainers if they know. And that's not been respected in these areas. So, yeah, it's frustrating. But look at this. Somebody feels like, yeah, they can back up a U-Haul a truck right up to the barricades there at a Coast Guard station.
Wow.
Yep. As part of a protest, I guess. Then you've got Pritzker up there in Illinois, the governor.
He's the worst. Well, one of. Yeah.
He really is. Look, at least he had the guts to go on Fox News and talk to Special Report's Brett Baer. And he said, Brett Baer said, you know, there are many Democrats who pointed to Donald Trump before the 2024 election, saying he was challenging the integrity of the election by saying almost exactly what you're saying about him now. Why do you think he's going to steal the election? Pritzker said, what I'm telling you is you can just look back in his own history, back to 2020, after the election, when he claimed fraud. He claimed it had been stolen from him. And he and Michael Flynn discussed, and Michael Flynn very publicly talked about, maybe we should use troops to go in and seize the ballot boxes and count the votes. You don't think Donald Trump heard that and thought, maybe that's a good idea? And here we are. He's sending troops into the streets of American cities, into blue states, into blue cities, and he wants to. He's calling it about crime. But that's not at all what it's about, really.
What else are they doing there besides arresting criminals and preventing crime?
I guess he thinks they're going to be stationed there until the election takes place, and then they're going to take all the ballot boxes.
Hey, genius, just look at D.C. and look at the results.
No, he knows better.
He knows better.
Yeah. Yeah, he just said, look, he said Trump claims he's going after the worst of the worst. That is not what they're doing. They're literally going after black and brown people because of the color of their skin.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
This guy is he's something else.
Mm-hmm, but you can't say that on the radio, Bob.
Yeah, I could say something else.
But
oh, I can't say what else?
Yeah, you can't
probably
say
not.
No, you can't.
No, I still need this gig for a while.
Exactly.
8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. More headlines, information, topics. It's all coming your way on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. Happy, happy Friday. It is 8:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We like to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Yesterday was a humdinger of a show. Lots of good stuff, lots of guests and all that. So peruse the list on the podcast, and something very entertaining or informative may have been missed. But the podcast is there for you, right?
I thought you were going to say something really interesting may have happened.
Well, what do you mean? I mean, the whole thing's interesting.
Well,
what do you mean?
But just picking out one part, you know?
Oh, you wanted me to... Should have probably taken notes.
Yeah, maybe next time.
I just know it was good.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
That's what I do know.
That's all you need to know.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, the big story is this sports gambling thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is, well, look, sports gambling legally is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Legal sports gambling is absolutely huge. Billions of dollars. But there is some questions about now integrity. Yeah. The reason for that is, well, they've got a guy played, NBA, Terry Rozier. Apparently, he's accused of tipping off gamblers that he would leave a game early based on a supposed injury. Well, since he usually scores about 20 points a game on average, he didn't get close to that. Thereby, if you bet under, in the under-over scenario, you bet under, you would have made some money. And for those who don't know, you can bet on almost anything.
Oh yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I mean, it is... It's crazy, I guess, mm-hmm. in a way. But look, if people are willing to do it, they can bet on anything. And they're doing it. The problem is that if the athletes get involved in any of this, there's going to be problems. And apparently there's some involvement. Even one of them's a coach, Chauncey Billups. And when I watched Cash Patel last night, I think it was either Jesse or Laura. I think it was on with Laura. The FBI director said, this is the tip of the iceberg. It's follow the money, and it goes a lot of different places. So this is one where we're just touching on it. I'm not going to get deeply into it at this point because I think this is only going to represent just a small portion of what's going on. But we do know this. We know it involves organized crime.
A huge multi-state thing. And this investigation has been going on for a while, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Also involves poker and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, what doesn't it involve? And look, there's people that are legitimate stakeholders in, you know, this whole gambling thing. Mm-hmm. The legitimate stakeholders. How do you think they feel? Because if there's a pox, a black mark, you know, a tarnishing of these events, and whether there's some sort of fraudulent activity or cheating involved, that's going to ruin it for them. It's going to hurt them, the legit players and the legit folks who are stakeholders. It's going to hurt them. And again, we're talking about a tremendous amount of money. So we'll see where this leads. But like I said, they're just digging into it now. I mean, well, they're just showing us portions of what they've dug into. I guess we could put it that way. John Fetterman in trouble with his Democrat friends again.
Mm. Not surprised.
You can't be a Democrat and be honest, speak the truth, have a different opinion than most of them do, or you're going to be on the outs. And Fetterman is definitely on the outs now with the Democrats. Apparently he was on with Hannity, which that's sin number one. Mm-hmm. He expressed his opposition to the government shutdown led by congressional Democrats. He said he's not afraid of the consequences and that he would not lie about it or say it was the right thing to do. When asked by Hannity, hey, how do you interpret Chuck Schumer when we've played montages on this program of him over the course of his entire career speaking out against a government shutdown, and now he's made the decision to do it? You came under heavy criticism when this happened back earlier in the year, as did he. But now he's changed course. Do you believe he's catering to a rise of radicalism in your party? Do you see a rise of radicalism in your ranks? Fetterman replied, I mean, I don't know what his views are, and I'll respect whatever his views are, but, you know, I'm not afraid to tell the truth. And if I'm going to pay a penalty, I'm not going to be afraid of that. It's wrong to shut our government down. And then if I lose some support within the base, well, I'm going to be honest. And I'll be the Democrat to refuse to lie to the base and just say that it's the right thing to shut the government down and to create these kinds of things. You know, I want to extend these tax credits and make health insurance more affordable. But I also refuse to vote to suspend SNAP for millions of Pennsylvanians in my state and across the entire nation, he added. I refuse to do those things. Hmm. So, to be a truth teller and to also be a Democrat.
Wow, that's a rarity.
And you won't be long for hanging out in the Democrat Party. They've already really kind of, you know, try to wall him off, if you will.
But here's a guy who could probably run as an independent, and who knows, maybe he could win again.
Pennsylvania's a tough state, a toss-up state anyway, but I think that he's making a positive name for himself. Yeah. And yes, he'll lose some of that hardcore radical base. But I think that that's not going to be enough to knock him out. Mm-hmm. But we'll see. It depends. Because you know they're going to primary him.
They'll have to. He's just too normal.
Thursday, CNN Situation Room. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said House Speaker Mike Johnson's comments about the ongoing government shutdown were going to get someone killed.
What? Wait a minute. He calling him what? What kind of what's the phrase that they used? He doesn't like.
Well, I don't know.
There's a line that you just said. What did he call him? What kind of terrorist?
No, he didn't say anything about terrorists. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay.
A day earlier, what you're referring to on CNN, Johnson said.
That's what I saw.
Right. No, we're not going to allow Chuck Schumer to play selfish political games and hold the American people hostage. We will not negotiate with legislative terrorists.
Okay.
That's where you
get that sounds from. Really dangerous, doesn't it? Like, I'm going to go shoot somebody because they're a legislative terrorist, as opposed to Nazi, Hitler, fascist. I mean, come on, really?
Yeah, and Jeffrey's trying to call out Johnson, saying, you know, that type of language is reckless. It's irresponsible.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to get someone killed. What do these folks not understand as it relates to the language that they continue to use?
What a hypocrite.
I know, isn't it crazy?
What a hypocrite.
I mean, they don't care what you can put them on video, audio, tape. You could back all of that up. You can do the montage. And time and time again, they will be seen to be flip-flopping all over the place.
Yeah. Well, here's another example for you.
He said we should be able to battle it out, the contest of ideas, as opposed to trying to use these extreme terms that have been unleashed on the American people from the very beginning of this presidency.
As
a matter of fact, for a long period of time, by the current president and those sycophants who continue to do nothing more than rubber stamp his extreme agenda and hurt the American people.
What do you always say about it?
They call you what they are.
Yep.
And they were taught that by Karl Marx himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's just incredible.
It really is.
And they do it with a straight face, like, boy, American public, you are stupid. And sadly, a bunch of them are.
8:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Plenty more to talk about coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. It just happened to be a Friday. We will take that. It is 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. This is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The World Series, ladies and gentlemen, begins tonight at 8 o'clock. The Dodgers at the Blue Jays. First pitch, 8 p.m. What? You don't like the Dodgers?
Yeah, Blue Jays, yeah.
The Dodgers been there and done that, and they have incredible roster. Blue Jays, the underdogs, are kind of unknown-ish.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to make something interesting
here. Yeah, I know. Do what you can.
You know, but are you going to let a team from Canada win? That's basically, you know, what it comes down to.
Well,
especially
I don't know.
Since Trump and the Canadian Prime Minister are kind of on the outs right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, they use an iconic figure like Ronald Reagan and put together what was kind of an ad against the tariff thing and, twisting and, editing, I guess, some of the words of Ronald Reagan in an old speech. One that they had absolutely no rights to, and one in which they changed to fit their, what they wanted it to do in terms of tariffs.
And what a dumb move, because things were kind of on the right track.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they have to go and do that?
And President Trump was not all that happy about it.
No.
All right. So you got game one tonight, World Series, Dodgers at Blue Jays. They'll play again tomorrow night at 8, game two. Then they come back to, they go to Los Angeles. Then they play three games there, if needed. All right. Chargers over the Vikings last night. Herbert was the man. Three touchdown passes. Game ended 37-10. Vikings are they're having some issues there. They're not doing so well this year. So
yeah.
We got that going on. And the big story gambling, cheating, how far does it go? More details have emerged, this time about the technology used to rig poker games in the illegal gambling scheme that allegedly included NBA Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier and retired NBA player Damon Jones. Documents released by the FBI allege the conspirators, listen to this, they used a card shuffling machine that used concealed technology to read the cards in the deck, predict which player at the table had the best hand, and then relay that information via interstate wires to an off-site operator. This really is, this is almost more like a spy operation.
That's high tech.
Per the documents, the operator allegedly communicated that information back to a lead conspirator at the poker table who used signals to relay the information with other conspirators at the table. The FBI documents also allege that the cheating players used other technology, listen to this, including electronic chip trays that could secretly read cards placed on the table.
That's amazing.
Card analyzers that could also detect which cards were on the table. And invisible markings placed on the cards that could only be seen with the help of specially designed contact lenses or glasses.
Unreal.
This really is.
This is sci-fi stuff almost.
Yeah. The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, Joseph Nocella Jr., he called it one of the most brazen sports corruption schemes since online sports betting became widely legalized in the U.S. and detailed the type of technology that was used. They used off-the-shelf shuffling machines that had been secretly altered. I've told you a little bit about that. And the off-site operator that is kind of calling the shots.
Man.
If you will.
This will make a great movie. Probably will be a movie.
The contact lens has told you about that. And an x-ray table that could read cards face down on the table.
Wow. But, you know, when you're talking about millions and millions of dollars on a big multi-state thing like this, you can see why they can invest a little bit.
Billups and Jones, you know, the two players, former player, coach, whatever, were allegedly used as celebrity figures to draw in competitors for the alleged rigged poker games. So they used them. Yeah, come on in. The DOJ said that in April 2019, Billups was one of the five defendants who organized and participated in rigged poker games in Vegas using a rigged shuffling machine. And listen to this. With the victims losing at least $50,000, one of the defendants texted another co-conspirator that Billups, who's sitting there at the table, he's part of it,
right,
should purposefully lose a hand once in a while to avoid cheating suspicions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Little did they realize.
During that game, a defendant said one of the victims had acted like he wanted Chauncey to have his money because he was starstruck by Billups. In October of 2020, Billups was allegedly wired $50,000 following a rigged poker game. Before one game, Jones allegedly asked for a $10,000 advance and said that he needed action bad. He was given $2,500. Now, Billups' career, you think about this, exceeded $100 million as a player.
Wow.
And one of the other players, Jones, he made at least $20 million. But $100 million as a player. Now he's a coach. He's a head coach. Making good money there.
Mm.
And well, I don't know. What is it? An adrenaline rush?
Probably.
You get in over your head. You don't realize it. What the case may be. But, you know, crime does pay.
Yeah.
The problem is a lot of times it's just a temporary thing. And then you pay. And that's not fun. 9 o'clock stretch is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.